Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Dalid Simon Hay, and we left off with the question: what is the halachic requirements of a individual in their home in regards to uncovering parts of their body? So we mentioned that there is a clear directive in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Beis that one has to be tsunua in their home, and this applies to men and to women. Based on the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi in Masechta Shabbos, he pointed out that Moshe in his Shuvas understands that this is not a chiyuv gomer, it's an appropriate type of action that one should take. The Rambam understands it. He mentioned the Rambam understands that it's a unique hanhaga for Tamid Chachamim. The Shulchan Aruch applies it to all people. But Moshe is saying that even according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not a chiyuv gomer. It's a hagat a tova, which is expected and appropriate for one to do. But in makom tzarich, a person can be meikel. So the question is, when it comes to women, obviously this halacha would be true as well. It's clearly on hagat tova, and we see that we take this on hagat tova all the way down to walking around barefoot in your home. A person should not walk around barefoot in their home because of this union of sneis. So that applies to men and to women. And obviously, this would apply to women. But that's only a anhaga toivo. Again, it's anhaga toivo, which is not just, I mean, it's chasidus. It's anhaga toivo, which is prescribed in Shulchan Aruch that one should do unless there's any other tzarech. So that's it. We have to be careful of the language of anhaga toivo. It sounds like it's a nice thing, but, you know, whatever, do whatever you want. It's not do whatever you want. It's one should do so. One is expected to do so unless there's a makom tzarech. Now, we did mention that there is machlokes, what the status in regards to hair, whether a woman has a chiyuv to cover her hair in her home or not. They're based on the approach of the Rambam. One is a chiyuv to cover their hair inside of their home as well. According to the approach of Tosas, one is not machlokes to. The assumption of the poskim is that this machlokes will extend now to parts of the body as well, not just the hair, but the body as well. But we're going to differentiate in the different parts of the body, the areas of the body which are intrinsically air, but we spoke about this idea beforehand. So that would be a chiyuv to cover even in their home, according to everybody. The areas of the body which are, we say, because it became a derech to cover it, when it gets a halacha of erva, those areas, according to the Rambam, one would be mechuyev to cover them in their home. And according to Tosis, one would not be mechuyev to cover them in their home, meikar adin. But we would have the halacha siman beis that it is appropriate to do so, but not meikar adin, according to Tosis. Now, even the areas which have a din of erva, intrinsically, if there's a real need, obviously a person would be then allowed to, and we have, that's the Gemara talks about uncovering the upper arm for the purpose of kneading dough, uncovering their legs because of the purpose of washing in the water, the clothing, doing washing clothes. So this heter seems applied to that area as well. A woman nurses a child, so there are going to be areas that a woman is going to uncover as needed. And the heter makom tzarich applies to those as well. But the chiyuv that would assume to those areas otherwise is not just on halakha tova, that's meikar adin. This, we've pointed out, is true even if nobody else is present. This is the chiyuv of tznius that a person has to be noig. The regards to hair, the chiyuv, the cover is, even nobody is present. So why is that? One suggestion in the poskim is because we do not want the person to uncover, lest the exera derabanan, also a scenario when somebody might come in, or alternatively, based on the idea that we say the Kodesh Baruch is everywhere, which is the logic behind this Hanhaga Torah that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Chazal applied that, extended that for a woman who has an extra added my lipsnius, that this concept should be all the time based on Roshan's presence. So it's not a gzera otsu, men coming in. This is the appropriate level of tznius that women should be tznua in the presence of the Shekhinah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So those are two ways of understanding this concept of a chiyuv, even when nobody else is there. So we're left with this as a machlokes. We pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah follows the opinion of the Bach that Achronim follow as well. There is a chiyuv for a woman to cover her hair, even in the bayis, and according to what we're saying, that extends to the body as well. So it's appropriate for a person, even in their home, to be careful how they cover themselves. Makom Atzarech, there is, we mentioned Makom Atzarech includes even a situation where it's very uncomfortable. So there's room to be more makel, but otherwise the appropriate halacha is to cover, to be cheshish for the opinion of the Bach, that one is mechuyev to do so in their home. Have a good day.